Hello, Ralph Haddon here with another mini Feldenkrais lesson. This one's called Reach Up to Sit Up, and it's a quick solution to the perennial problem of slumping in your chair. When you're working at your desk in the office, you can tend to slump down. So doing these movements will help you to come into a nice, easy, upright posture. So the position, you're sitting in a chair, sit to the front of the chair. It should be a firm, flat seat. And you have your feet resting on the floor and your hands resting on your thighs and your lap. And first of all, just pay attention to yourself. How are you feeling? Are you comfortable as you are? Can you feel your sit bones? Those are the sort of bony protuberances at the base of the pelvis which you sit on. Notice how long you are along your front, from the top of your rib cage to the base of the abdomen. And how long are you along your back, from the base of the neck to the tailbone? Do you feel longer along your front or your back? And that might tell you, if you're slumping, you'll be shorter along your front. How are you breathing? Are you breathing easily? Okay, now let's do some movements. Please slowly reach your right hand up towards the ceiling, looking up as you do so. This is if you're just reaching up to pluck a piece of fruit from a tree. You can decide what your favourite fruit is to be plucking. And then return, put your hand back on your lap and look down. And do this a few times. Just easily reaching your right hand up and looking up towards the ceiling, and then returning your hand to your lap and look down. As you do this movement a few times, what happens in your rib cage? Is there a change of shape, change of position of your rib cage, in your back, your sit bones? What moves? Okay, and stop, have a rest. Now, put the palm of your left hand on the front of your chest, just soft, fingers spread wide, lightly feeling your breastbone and ribs. And now repeat the previous movement you're doing of looking up and reaching high with your right hand and returning. As you do that, can you feel movement in your rib cage? As you reach and look up, the chest lifting, the ribs spreading apart. And when you put the hand down and look down, maybe the chest moves down. And then pause, have a rest. Now, continue, do a similar movement, but this time without the right hand. Leave it resting in your lap. Put the left hand on your fingers on your chest, lightly, and look up. Let the chest lift up and spread, and then look down. The eyes and the face turning down towards the floor. Lower the chest and let yourself slump. And repeat this several times. Looking up, raising the chest, spreading out. Looking down, lowering the chest. Okay, and then have a rest. Now please have your left hand on your rib cage and lower down, look down, and have the chest slumping down and stay there, stay in that position, and lift your right hand up high in the air. And do that a few times, raising and lowering the right hand while your head and chest remain immobile and turned downwards. You'll probably find it's a bit harder to lift your right hand up. And after you've done that a few times, just rest again, rest anyway, in any position that's comfortable for you. Okay, and now, again, put your left hand on your chest and look up and have the chest lifting, and you turn your face upwards and look up and stay there. Stay with the head up and the chest raised. And in this arrangement, raise and lower your right hand a few times. Does this make a difference with your chest and head in a different position? Does it make a difference for the ease of lifting the hand up? And do that a few times and then have a rest again. Okay, and now we're going to do a sort of opposite movement. So again, spread your left hand on your chest. And now as you raise the right hand in the air, lower the head and the chest to look down. And then when you return the right hand to your lap, look up and raise the chest. and do that a few times. The right hand going in an opposite direction to the head and the chest. It will feel a little strange at first, as different parts are going in opposite directions, but move slowly and easily until it becomes more familiar and possible. The right hand and arm reach up towards the ceiling as you turn your face and chest downwards. And then you lower the right hand to your lap as you look up and raise the chest. And do that a few times, nice and easy, breathing easily. And then stop, have a rest. And now go back to the more obvious movement with your left hand on the rib cage. Reach the right hand up in the air and look up and let the rib cage lift and spread and return. And do that a few times. And then let the left hand rest in your lap and just continue to simply reaching the right arm up and looking up. Does that feel easier now? This is the movement you began with. Does it feel easier, clearer, smoother now? Perhaps you can reach higher. Look up more comfortably. Maybe there's less effort. Perhaps your right arm feels a little lighter. Okay, and pause, have a rest. And how are you feeling now? Just sitting still at the front of the chair again, and how is it to sit upright? Are you perhaps doing less work? Can you feel your sit bones on the chair? And how long are you along your front? How long along your back? How are you breathing? Okay, and that'll do. Now, you can go through this whole sequence again and with the other hand, reaching up with the left hand and with the right hand on the chest. Now, you can do this right now, go through the whole recording again if you like, or just have a rest and come back to it another time when you feel ready. Once you've practiced this sequence a few times, you can just do the reaching up without having to go through all the movements. You can use this reaching up action to draw yourself out of the slump anytime you like and find it easily more easy to be in a nice, pleasant, upright position. Thank you.